Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, August 29th. You'll be interested to know, 116 years ago, today in 1909, at the Grand-Isemain Deviation near Reims, France, more than 100,000 people gathered to witness the arrival of the Zeppelin LZ-3, a majestic airship, marking a triumphant moment in human ingenuity and the dawn of modern aviation. This inspiring event celebrated the spirit of exploration, the marvel of lighter-than-air flight, and the boundless potential of human creativity, uniting crowds in wonder and hope. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's partly sunny, and it feels like 65 degrees with 9 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 7:20, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:07. It looks like we're in for some rain showers early this morning, with a good chance of thunderstorms later, mostly cloudy skies, and a high near 77, falling to around 71 in the afternoon, with a south wind of 10 to 14 mile per hour. Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies, with lingering showers and thunderstorms until after 7, a low around 56, and light west winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Friday will be at 10, with a high tide at 4:15. The near shore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 67 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect sunny skies on Saturday with a high near 75 and a west wind around 6 to 9 miles per hour. Saturday night will be mostly clear, with a low around 55 and a west wind near 6 miles per hour. Sunday continues with sunny weather, a high near 76, and a north wind around 6 miles per hour. Sunday night remains mostly clear, with a low around 56 and a southwest wind 2 to 6 miles per hour. Labor Day features sunny skies, with a high near 76. And a northeast wind 2 to 7 miles per hour. Monday night will be partly cloudy, with a low around 57 and a south wind 2 to 6 miles per hour. Tuesday brings mostly sunny conditions, a high near 75, and a northeast wind 2 to 7 miles per hour. Tuesday night will be mostly clear, with a low around 56 and a south wind 3 to 7 miles per hour. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Amtrak launched its next gen Acela, linking Boston to Washington, District of Columbia, and New York City. Top speed is 160 miles per hour. 5 trains are running now, with 28 planned by 2027. And the first Boston departure was set for South Station at 5:55 in the morning on Thursday. Cars feature free fifth-generation Wi-Fi, power outlets, USB ports, adjustable reading lights, and a very quiet ride. Amtrak will adjust schedules to cut travel time, fares remain unchanged, and NextGen will gradually replace original Acela sets, while both continue operating. Now on to sports. Dallas traded Micah Parsons to Green Bay after his public trade demand, and he signed a 4-year, $188 million deal with $136 million guaranteed, averaging $47 million, a record-setting non-quarterback contract. At 26, Parsons owns 52 and one-half sacks in 63 regular season games, Winners include Parsons and agent David Milugita, the Packers and NBC. With September 28th, Sunday Night Football Packers at Cowboys poised for ratings history. Losers include owner Jerry Jones, rookie head coach Brian Schottenheimer, Kenny Clark, Dallas fans. In local sports. Yesterday afternoon at Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore, the Red Sox won over the Orioles 3-2. Rasnider and Jackson each hit home runs, with Yan Gonzalez driving in the go-ahead run in the eighth. Jay Hicks earned the win, Garcia took the loss, and Mats earned the save. The Sox finished with 8 hits and no errors, leaving 5 runners on base. Boston's record improves to 75-60. Tonight, the Sox face Paul Skeens and the Pirates. First pitch is scheduled for 7:10 in Boston, with temperatures near 64 degrees and cloudy skies. In top news, Dallas traded Micah Parsons to Green Bay after his public trade demand, and he signed a 4-year, $188 million deal with $136 million guaranteed, averaging $47 million, a record-setting non-quarterback contract. At 26, Parsons owns 52.5 sacks in 63 regular season games. Winners include Parsons and agent David Milugita, the Packers and NBC. With September 28th, Sunday Night Football, Packers at Cowboys poised for ratings history. Losers include owner Jerry Jones, rookie head coach Brian Schottenheimer, Kenny Clark, and Dallas fans. In business news, Affirm shares jumped 15% in extended trading after the buy now, pay later provider delivered a clear earnings and revenue beat for its fiscal fourth quarter. Earnings per share were 20 cents versus 11 cents expected. Revenue reached $876 million versus $837 million expected, with revenue up 33% from $659 million a year ago, and gross merchandise volume rising 43% to $10.4 billion from $7.2 billion. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 2% for the week, to about $111,000. Ethereum is down 6% to just under $4,500. And XRP is down 4% to $2.90. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. A former NASA engineer, Charles Buller, now at Exodus Propulsion Technologies, claims an electrostatic propellant-less drive can counter Earth's gravity. He says a new force allows electric fields to generate sustained thrust without expelling mass, enabling center of mass translation. Unaffiliated with NASA, he presented at APEC, citing colleagues from NASA, Blue Origin, and the Air Force, and a 2023 trial that reportedly beat gravity. Skepticism is warranted, as Roger Scheuer's M-Drive from 2001 failed under testing, despite a 2016 NASA EagleWorks hint, with later studies, including Dresden University of Technology, finding zero thrust. In entertainment news, Darren Aronofsky embraced something closer to light with Caught Stealing. Set in 1998 New York City, this rousing chase follows Henry Thompson, a Lower East Side bartender and former ballplayer, now drifting and drinking, played by Austin Butler. A neighbor's cat, a mysterious key, and brutal men ignite pursuits across the city, including a drone shot through the Unisphere in Queens. Low-stakes thrills and a vivid New York portrayal gets a graded B-. It's rated R and 107 minutes. Well, alrighty, folks. It's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American inventor and visionary, Alexander Graham Bell. And he said, "When one door closes, another opens. But we often look so long and so regretfully upon the closed door that we do not see the one which has opened for us." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.